What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from TheDiscipleProject.net and your host of the Youth Ministry Motion Podcast, the podcast that wants to keep you motivated and your youth ministry moving forward. How are you doing today? It's Palm Sunday. I hope you all had an excellent service. We had an excellent service. And we have a small enough church where I do the prayer time and I will come up and ask if anybody else has any prayer requests. And so I will take the prayer request. And one of our young people said, would you please pray for revival in our school? I believe that God wants to do something. And so big day, I think. I mean, when young people are saying, hey, pray for my school. I want to see revival. I think that's big. I think that's a big deal, especially in front of the congregation to say, hey, I have a prayer request. I want to pray for my school. And so as a congregation, amongst the other needs that were mentioned, we prayed for revival at this school. And it was a powerful day, a powerful moment, I thought. But here I am tonight with you wonderful people. Appreciate you checking out the podcast. If you're brand new here today, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part today. Hope that you'll enjoy the content that I'll bring you tonight. And if you're a regular, an OG, thank you for being here. Appreciate you hanging with me. Do you know we're only about 20 episodes, less than 20 episodes away from episode 300 of this podcast? It's pretty wild, huh? It's been a wild, wild ride for me. And it's really all of you that I have to thank for that, because you've listened, you've shared, you've left reviews. That's the deal right there. So I thank you in advance of episode 300. I want to thank you for listening to 286, something like that. So hey, 286, glad to be here. Glad that you're here. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about paying attention to retention. Keeping the students that visit your youth ministry. Retention is a critical part of growing your youth ministry, because if you have kids coming in the front door and they're going out the back door, well, that's called a revolving door. And so paying attention to retention, holding on to these students, is kind of a big part. And that's what I want to share with you today. Now, listen, before I get into that, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are available in my store. If you're still looking for Easter stuff, I just did a lesson on a song that I have played in every youth ministry that I have youth pastored, and it is a phenomenal song. It's a song called Forgive Me, and it came out in the early 90s, and it's just a great song, especially directed towards church kids, and especially this week being Easter, where we focus on forgiveness as to why Christ went to the cross. And I wrote a Bible study around this song that focuses on getting students to switch their attention from their sin to God's goodness. And so I take the study, I write it out. It's got lots of resources to it. It has like 8 different ways to use the song. And it's just a Bible study. If you want to close a service and you want to talk about forgiveness, even if you don't use my study, the song itself is worth having. There's 2 ways you can get it. You can get it up in my store. It's absolutely free. You can also sign up for my newsletter. That if you've not signed up for my newsletter yet, where I send out 9 different articles, 3 different videos, a devotion, all of that. If you don't get that in your inbox every week, you're missing out. And so I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, and this will be the free study that I'll give you along with that. And then after that, you get all the good articles and all the things that come along with that. Graduation is also coming up. If you do not have my Youth Pastor's Guide to Launching Your Seniors Well, you should really have it, because in it, I share my tips on having a graduation service, on putting together a slideshow, on having a student luncheon, on how to minister to parents during this time. So if you are needing a resource that'll help you pull all these things together, that you might have an outstanding graduation service, then this is going to be the resource for you. So the links will be down in the show notes. And I'll throw one more thing in there, and that is my Tribes program, which is a summer outreach program, team building. It comes with 7 audio lessons on how to launch this thing, how to put it together. It comes with games. It comes with scoring sheets. It comes with the philosophy behind it, all the things with that. So if you're looking for a summer outreach program and you want to divide your kids into teams and do all that stuff, you can do team ministry, then this is the resource for you. And I'll put all the links down below in the show notes. And it's a great way to support the podcast. And if you enjoy the content that you get every week from me, then the resources that I provide are a way for you to say, hey, Paul, we believe in what you're doing. Keep making content. Keep this podcast going. And when you purchase something, that lets me know that you're listening. That lets me know that you care about the content and you want it to keep going forward. And those monies, those finances, keep the thing going. All right, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to retention. Because listen, you want to keep students in your youth ministry, don't you? You want to keep those new guests coming back, right? Well, it's not going to happen by accident. All retention is intentional, no matter if you're a restaurant, a brand, or a church. I'm not a Mac person by accident. I don't love Burger King for no reason. I drive past other grocery stores to go to Publix. Each of these have a story, and they all include good marketing, attention to the customer, and giving people a reason to come back. Now, this idea for this episode of the podcast comes from a clip I saw on Instagram of Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a marketing media guy, interviewing Bar Rescue host. Maybe you've seen that TV show where John Taffer, who comes in and, you know, rehabilitates these bars and things like that. And they're giving advice to a man who owns a restaurant. He calls in, needs advice on how to grow his business, his barbecue business. And John gives him three great pieces of advice that I think we can learn something from as youth pastors. And I'll put a link to the video, the actual interview, down in the show notes as well. I will tell you there is some potty language there, so if you do not like potty language, do not watch this video. And the first piece of advice that John gives the man from the restaurant says, watch how your guests are reacting. John asks the restaurant owner, how are your guests reacting to what you're doing? And this is a great question to ask as a youth pastor. How are my students reacting to the youth meeting, to the worship, to the message, to the altar call? The meeting, the worship, the message, and the altar call are all there to allow students to react to one main point, which is God is real. And we want students to react to that. We want them to not just react, we want them to respond to that. We want them to respond to the reality that God is real right now in our midst. And because God is real, we meet, we worship, we speak, and we invite others to know him. And watching how your new guests react to these various elements of your youth meeting may give you a clue as to whether or not they will be coming back or not. And it may also show you what is causing the friction to a student not coming back to your youth ministry. The second piece of advice that John gives to this young man who owns the barbecue restaurant is, how good are you at telling the story of your restaurant? Because the owner of the restaurant shares about his mother, you know, and these are his mother's recipes and so forth. And John says, well, how good of a job are you doing at telling that story, that these are your mother's recipes, that this is home cooked food? And the young man had to admit that he wasn't doing a very good job of telling that part of the story. He wasn't telling the essence of the restaurant, about this food that he wants to serve, that it comes directly from his mother's kitchen. And now listen, when I talk about story as it regards to youth ministry, I'm not talking about this long history of where your youth ministry started and how long it's been in existence and who started. I mean, what is it about your youth group that would A, make people visit, and B, make them want to come back? We all know that social media is where you tell the story to young people, all people, but particularly young people. And you tell the story of why you exist. You tell the story of your worship, not just the worship set, but the stories of the people who are leading worship. Why are they leading worship? What is it about these song choices? I mean, you have an opportunity to elaborate. I know many times we just want to show, you know, people singing, and we want to show the band, and we want to show lights. The problem is we're showing all that hype, and we're not telling a story. We're showing an event, but we're not telling the story of the why behind that event. The third story that you can tell in that is, which is not only the message, but why is this message? Why am I sharing this message this week? And you could offer context to those who have never been to your youth group. Maybe even follow up with a week-long unpacking of your notes in video format on Instagram, on Snap, on Twitch, on TikTok, if it's still around. But listen, there's another part of that is allowing your students to share their testimony. Let them share their story about how they found the Lord and how your youth ministry helped them find the love of God, helped them find hope, helped them find redemption, restoration. Whatever it is, that's the story right there. That's their telling of a living hope of something that they found because they found it in the context of your youth ministry. So share your story. Share it often and share it everywhere. And the third and final piece of advice that John Taffer gives to the owner of this restaurant, he says, you're marketing to three visits, not one visit. John says that if a visitor has a near flawless visit to a restaurant, there's a 40% chance they will come back. If they come back for a second visit, the percentage is still around 40%. If they come back for a third visit, the chances of them coming back for a fourth visit jumps to 70%. Now, can students have a near flawless visit to your youth ministry? I don't know. Every youth ministry is different. I would not describe youth ministry services as near flawless. I would describe them as flawed but under grace, because a student could come in, everything can go absolutely not perfect, and yet God can still do amazing things, right? We've all been there. We've all seen things go just downhill, and some student comes up and says, that was the greatest thing we've ever heard or seen in our lives. So God's grace is truly present in those moments. But of course, we want to do our best to have the best worship or the best message or the best game or whatever it is that we're doing. Once again, we're trying to be as near flawless if we can, because we know that flaws are going to be there. We're doing our best to eliminate the major flaws and focusing on new students and walls not breaking and things like that. But who knows? Breaking the wall could be a highlight of your youth meeting. Could be that one thing that tips the scale, that a visitor says, that was amazing, we broke the wall, I'm coming back next week. And this is where we have to really pay attention to retention, right? We have to look at the calendar and say, okay, how am I focusing on not just one meeting, but three meetings? John breaks down the tactics to this barbecue owner, and I think it's something that we can look at and go, oh, there's some principles in there. So John advises giving first-time customers a red napkin, not a white one. My guess is this is how you alert your staff and management and so forth that this is a first-time guest and to treat them differently. In small youth groups, well, I'm pretty sure you know who your guests are. It's a small youth group. If you got 20 or under, and there's, you know, somebody over there that looks very different from anybody else, well, then you're going, oh, well, there's our guest right there. But in larger youth ministries, it may be a little tougher. If you have 50 or 75 or 100, well, then you don't know maybe who your guests are. You have to have a way to then determine who are your guests. And I would ask them, what is your red napkin? What is that casual thing that alerts you and your team that there's a new guest among you, you know, without, you know, the weird, you know, take a selfie in front of our board kind of thing, or, you know, lift hands, or, you know, that kind of stuff. What's the red napkin you can have that says, this is a guest, let's make sure that we treat them right. The second piece of advice that John gives to this three meetings versus one meeting strategy, he says, if this person's come in and they've had the ribs or the steak or whatever they may have, that you as a manager would write on the back of your business card and says, listen, I know you've had the steak or the ribs or whatever you've had here tonight, but listen, I really encourage you to come back and try the chicken. Listen, here's a $5 off coupon. I want you to come back and try the chicken. Now, if they come back and try the chicken, you have a card that person has given that you wrote on the back of the card, so you know it's yours. Ask them if they've tried the cheesecake. Say, listen, you got to really try the cheesecake. Here's another coupon. Once again, it could probably a handwritten card that you write on the back says, this is good for one free cheesecake. Come in, order something, eat something else that we have, and listen, turn this in, and you're going to get a free piece of cheesecake. Now you're saying, Paul, what does all of this have to do with youth ministry? What is cheesecake and barbecue restaurants and all of these things have to do with youth ministry and how to have retained students? Well, let me get to that, okay? I had a youth ministry where I had a cafe. And when I would have new guests come in, I would give them a card that says, hey, take this up to the cafe and get yourself a free meal. And then when they would get a free meal, I would then give them another coupon or something else. Say, hey, bring this back next week and get a free t-shirt or get another free meal. Or I would say to them, if you come back next week, if we go out after, sometimes we go out after the youth meeting, we go to a local hangout, local, you know, fast food place, whatever. Hey, look, dinner's going to be on me. So come back next week. Here's a coupon. Bring that with you. And I'll know that I made that commitment to you that if you come and hang out with us, then I'm going to pay for your food. And if they come to that, I say, listen, for the third time, if you come back the week after, I'm going to give you either a free coupon or a 50% off the next event that we go to. So in all of this, I have intentionally and strategically invited these folks to come back so that they can experience yet another youth meeting, another opportunity to hear about Christ, but also have opportunity to build relationships with students, with myself, with my team. And so it's not about free meals. It's not about free cheesecake. It's not about free t-shirts. It's about relationships. It's about having them come back again to react and respond to the fact that we believe that God is real and He is present in this place. I am just wrapping up now something that I have done with my students for the past probably 2 months. I think I read about it. It was an article from DYM about Llama Dollar, something like that, where they did an auction. And so we did it for ourselves. And we said, okay, we're going to do, they didn't want to do llamas. They wanted to do, I said, well, how about if I call them pesos? And I said, I'll call them Paul's pesos. And they said, yes, we should do that. So they slapped my face on the pesos. And so every week they had an opportunity to earn these pesos. They had a chance to say, look, turn in an offering, and for every dollar you give, I'm going to give you a Paul's peso. If you win a game, you get 10 pesos for winning the game. If you bring a guest, that's going to be 20 pesos for you and 10 pesos for them. And so on our March Madness night that we just had, we had 9 guests. Well, that's a lot for us. And we had, like, I think for the night, I think we had a total of 14 people. And I gave everybody in attendance there that came, all the guests, I gave them 10 pesos for coming. I told them that if they'll come back next week, I'll give them 20 more pesos so they could participate in our auction, where we auction off cool stuff. Like we're giving, you know, auctioning off gift cards and food and movie tickets and all these kind of things. And so I will be sure to update you next week on what happened. Did these students come back? Did they bring their pesos back? What was the response to that? So with all of that, I would ask you, what is your 3-meeting plan? You know, Gary comes up with something earlier to another caller. He says, map your output to your ambition. And I think that's a powerful statement. Look at your calendar. In other words, you are mapping out a 3-meeting plan. You're saying, how do we get students from this meeting to the next meeting to the next meeting? This is attention to retention. If you're going to keep students, it is going to be an intentional thing. You're going to have to look at the calendar. And if you don't have a calendar and you don't have a planner and all that stuff, I'll put a link down below. You can check out my youth ministry playbook. Lots of resources in that. And listen, I know youth ministries are not restaurants. They're not businesses. But that does not mean we can't learn a thing or two to use and change some of these principles for our context. So remember, when you are planning your 3 meetings versus your 1 meeting, keep in mind that during those 3 weeks, it's so that relationships can be built, community can be established, and each new student gets to hear the gospel at least 3 times. They will hear the gospel 3 times in the context of your youth ministry, but you get to see how they react to your meeting, how they get to respond to the story you're telling, which is there is a God, He loves you, and can change your life. But that's it for this episode of the podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you liked the content. If you did, well, why not go ahead and leave some stars and a review? And if you're not a subscriber yet, go ahead and click the follow button, and that way you'll get episodes like this in your inbox on a regular basis. And if I can help you reach, retain, and relentlessly love students to Christ, and you want to have a conversation with me about how to do this more with your youth ministry and maybe how to flesh it out in your youth ministry, well, then hit me up. I'll leave my email down below and say, Paul, I'd love to have a little coaching session with you. Doesn't cost you anything. Happy to sit down with you and talk about how this can become real in your youth ministry. And listen, if nobody has told you lately that you're doing a good job, let me tell you, you're doing a good job and you're only going to get better. And I'll catch you guys in the next episode.